All right. Hello, everyone. It is Friday, October 8th. I'm Mark Hodge, head coach at Rockwell Trading. And in the next 15 minutes, we're going to take a look at the markets, take a look at the closely watched jobs report, what happened with jobs for the month of September, and I'll also reveal how to know when the Fed will raise rates. So let's first talk about jobs. Now, an improving job market and also economic growth is really what the Fed was looking for or is looking for to slow down their quantitative easing program and to also, you know, which would basically be tapering their bond buying, right? Which has helped the markets and the economy since the pandemic began. And so jobs are a key part to this, and it's a key focus. It was a key focus for traders and investors this week. And heading into things today, there were some positive signs. We had the jobs, the ADP non-farm jobs coming out on Wednesday, and those came out better than expected. So 568,000 jobs added versus a 425,000 expectation. Weekly jobless claims, these are coming out each week, but looking at Americans filing for unemployment this week or last week, but the report coming out this Thursday, there were 326,000 Americans filing for unemployment. This was lower than the 350,000 that were forecast, and it was the first decrease that we've seen in 4 weeks. So some positive signs on the jobs front, although the big monthly jobs report is always the key focus and the big report for traders to digest. Now, the U.S. only added 235,000 jobs in August after big increases in both June and July. So traders were looking at today's report, which showed September numbers, to see if the August report was really just kind of a blip and a one-off event, or if it was a sign that we could have some big job concerns. And so that's going to have a big impact on what the Fed decides to do, not only interest rate-wise, but upcoming with the $120 billion in bond buying that they're doing each month. So let's see what happened here. Let me go ahead and bring up my screen, take a look at what the jobs report showed. Average hourly earnings, big increase, up 0.6%. So earnings have increased by hour, and this was better than expected. So the forecast was 0.4%. So that was a positive start. But non-farm employment numbers, only 194,000 jobs added. The expectation was 490,000 jobs. So this, unfortunately, is piggybacking the worse than expected jobs numbers that we had previously. Here we see the August numbers, 235,000 jobs added versus 720,000 that was expected. So back-to-back months where lower jobs are added than expected after two real strong months in June and July. So this is good and bad, right? It's good because the Fed stimulating the economy isn't necessarily what everybody wants, but it helps the markets, right? So as investors with money in the markets, typically that's going to help the markets. On the other hand, why are jobs not getting, why aren't they increasing, right? And we see here that the unemployment rate has actually dropped 4.8%. To 4.8% from an expectation of 5.1%. So we really have mixed information here. The unemployment rate's at a pandemic low. It's the lowest it's been since the pandemic began. But here we have lower than expected job increases. And we know that the Fed is really taking a look at that to get their cues. And we've mentioned it before, but the Fed has a dual mandate, a maximum job employment and also price stability. And that's where they're looking at both employment and also inflation. And their monetary policy is based on those two things. And so inflation has gone a little bit hotter than expected. They're willing to, you know, the 2% target, they're willing to accommodate the higher inflation that we're seeing recently. But then jobs, this is a shock. This is a surprise. Well, let's see what the markets are saying to all of this. And actually, markets don't know what to do. If we look at the E-mini S&P, we see that the E-mini S&P overnight, actually, let's go to a 5-minute chart, show this here. So they were up a little bit. They pulled back before the jobs report at 8:30 Eastern and initially rallied after that jobs report, then came right back down. And now they're back up a little bit. So E-mini S&P up 5 points, just a 0.1% move higher so far. But traders are trying to digest this information. If you look at this 5-minute chart, this is a lot of what the heck's happening. What do we do here, right? Is it bad that the economy and you know jobs are not growing as fast as we would expect? Or is it good because the Fed might delay their tapering of their bond buying program? And so that's what today's going to be about. We could look at the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ jumped higher, pulled back a little bit, and rallied because the expectation is if the Fed does slow down their tapering efforts, and you know they were ready, they were just looking for cues like jobs. And if the Fed does delay that, that could have a positive impact on interest rates or interest rate yields, which would be good for tech. So that's why right now the NASDAQ is leading the major futures markets, the E-mini S&P, the E-mini Dow, and the E-mini NASDAQ up about 0.5%, while the Dow is just flat and the E-mini S&P now up a 0.25%. So looks like it's going to be a positive start today, but a lot of uncertainty with traders trying to digest this jobs report because, as mentioned, we have seen some mixed signals. Now, I mentioned that I would show you how to tell when the Fed will raise interest rates. And this is a kinda. To be fully honest, this is a kinda. But I want to share two tools here that some traders are familiar with, some traders are not. But there's two things to keep an eye on. One is the dot plot, the Fed's dot plot. And this is published quarterly. And it shows Fed members' expectations for the Fed funds target rate by the end of the year. So we see here, and you could get this from the Federal Reserve's website, but the CME Group also publishes this with another tool, which I think is really cool. That's the second tip here that I want to share. So we see here, FOMC participant assessment of appropriate monetary policy. Put simply, this is what the Fed might think about rates in the next year, right? So if we go down here to dot plot and chart, we see that in 2021, all Fed members are saying that they expect the interest rate, interest rates to stay the same, the federal rate to stay the same for 2021. So no shock there. And then in 2022, you see that now it's split a little bit. Most members believe that in 2022, it will stay the same. We have five members that believe that there will be just a quarter point hike, and two members think it might be higher. And in 2023, you see, this is where Fed members are really mixed, right? So Fed members for 2023, it's all over the place, but everybody thinks that rates are going to rise, or they're going to vote to raise rates beyond 2023. So that should be no surprise here. 2022, 2023, this is something to watch over the next couple of quarters. And again, it looks like 2022 right now is the target for them. 2023, I would say definitely based on this mixed information. But here's another tool available with CME Group, and this is the FedWatch tool. If we look at the target rate and we look at current here, this shows us what traders believe will happen. So this tool uses 30-day Fed funds futures prices to show traders the traders' view on the likelihood that the Fed will raise interest rates. And so this is the current target rate, and this is where everybody's at. So basically, traders don't think that at the next Fed meeting that they will raise rates. They think it's going to stay the same. And what we could do is we could just click on each meeting to see what futures traders believe. So December 15th, okay, everybody still thinks that the Fed's not going to do anything with rates. If we click on January 26th, same thing. March 16th, okay, now we have some traders thinking that there might be a rate hike, But again, 95.6% probability that the Fed will keep rates the same in March. In May, we see that now it starts to increase a little bit. Still, high probability that the Fed won't do anything. June 15th, now we start to see a little more of a difference here. July 27th, okay, it's increasing. September 21st, now it's getting a little bit mixed. Some traders think there will be a quarter point hike at that meeting, and a few believe there will be even, you know, a half a point. Let's go to November 2nd. This is where it gets a little mixed, right? So based on Fed funds futures, and of course, anything can happen, and these are adjusting daily. So it could be that traders' future expectations do change. But right now, it looks like traders are anticipating that the Fed will raise rates in the November meeting, and we'll have to see. We'll have to see. But Fed members, based on the last Fed meeting, that dot plot graph and projection did change a little bit. We had more Fed members expecting to raise rates in 2022. And now we see here that futures traders believe that in November, rates will be raised by the Fed. So we'll have to see. But these are two great tools to anticipate when the Fed will raise rates. At least for now, though, this September jobs report was brutal for jobs, maybe good for the markets because the Fed will continue that QE and that bond buying. But we'll just have to see what traders decide to do during the trading day. Right now, futures point to a higher start. So a few things to take a look at. Let's look at the 10-year yield. This has been the hot topic of the last week or so, with the 10-year yield rising back to levels not seen since June. We see today back and forth with the jobs report, just kind of flat right now, even though it did rise yesterday. A couple of items to note. Last night, the Senate did approve a compromise bill that will allow the debt ceiling to be raised temporarily. The short-term $480 billion increase is expected to last until December 3rd, according to the Treasury Department. The bill will now go to the House, but that's been a hot topic this week. Another thing that just won't stop here, it's crude oil. Crude oil at $79 a barrel and looking at multi-year highs, approaching $80 a barrel, getting close there. Last time we saw $80 a barrel crude was back on November 3rd, 2014. So crude oil up just under 1%, 79.02 for light crude oil futures. We'll see if we get up towards 80 and see prices not seen since 2014. A few stocks to note. Tesla up 0.25%. Not up a whole lot, but they did announce that they will be moving their headquarters from California to Texas. Kind of like that song, Hotel California. You could check out anytime you want, but you can't ever leave. They still have a plant there. And in fact, they do choose to, or they say that they will increase output at both their California and Nevada plant. So technically, their headquarters will move to Texas, though, because of California cost of living prices and also operating costs. Here's another one that just caught my attention. Marcus and I, We need to focus on an IPO strategy here because this happens so often. And I mean, it might not be that that sophisticated of a strategy. But here we have Oatly. You know, this is the Oprah-backed IPO, the oat milk maker. They've been hammered since they IPO'd and just really selling off. One thing that Marcus and I started to see time and time again is these IPOs, you don't buy them at the beginning. You buy them after a 50% drop. And that happens quite frequently, even with Uber and Lyft and some of these big names. Coin getting close to a 50% drop, I believe. Nonetheless, Oatly up about 7% pre-market. That's because JP Morgan decided that enough is enough. The analyst gave the stock an upgrade from neutral to overweight, saying that they believe there's more upside after the 49% drop. So we'll see what happens with this one, but a pretty big jump pre-market. So that's gonna do it for today's stock market news. Again, jobs reports, big report for today. Mixed messages there, jobs disappointment. But right now, futures point to a higher start. We'll see if this will follow through, carry over into the trading session. Well, that's going to do it for today's video. If you liked it, please give it a thumbs up, and we'll see you on Monday. Until then, happy trading, everybody.